Hey everybody, welcome to Marvel Movie News. I'm Matt Key. Today we are talking about Doctor Strange, Spider-Man Homecoming. We got lots of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to talk about. We're going to be talking to our fans. We're going to try and take your live calls. We've got so much to talk about, including Shannon Purser and Squirrel Girl. I'm excited about it. Anyway, stay right there. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now... Here's Popcorn Talk.
Don't worry about it.
No, but that's just like, I feel like that was maybe the best one that I've ever done.
Yeah, I felt the chutzpah. It was there.
It's nice. There was chutzpah?
It was chutzpah.
It was powerful.
It was
powerful and, you know, optimistic.
When Coy says chutzpah,
I mean it.
He grabs imaginary breasts.
I didn't. That's chutzpah.
Oh, I saw a butt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's all perspective, I suppose.
Yeah, it's all POV.
Let's be honest. Relative. If it's chutzpah, he's holding up. Something male.
Yeah. Specific to males?
This is all...
That's a very big part.
Off the rails very quickly today.
Hairy butts?
This is a... Doom demands a clean environment.
All I said was chutzpah and I was jealous.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, we are the Marvel Movie News coming to you... I always forget to... Are we Midtown High, Sanctum Sanctorum? You know what? It's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's come from, not the helicarrier. What is it that they fly around in Doom?
Well, the bus sort of blew up, so let's not be there.
How about Coulson's red car?
Lola. Okay.
How about from Lola? Okay.
We are the Marvel Movie News coming to you live from Lola. Hovering somewhere above beautiful Los Angeles. We tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are. You can subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News or find us at youtube.com/PopcornTalkNetwork. You can also find us through their website, PopcornTalkNetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at MarvelNewsPTN or at The Popcorn Talk. Facebook is /Marvel News Show. And guys, if you'll tweet a link out to our show with a message that tells people about our live chat and how awesome we are and how they should go join it and talk to us as best as they can, Doom will retweet you from his booth in Latveria.
Doom demands viewers of the live variety.
That is our preference here on Marvel Movie News.
Yeah. Well, now, when you say live variety, do you mean like the living variety or the dead?
Either way, as long as they're watching live.
As long as they're casting votes. All right, I am Matt Key at The Matt Key. We're joined by Coy Jandreau at CoyJandreau. And today we are finally joined by Markea McCarty.
Yay!
Oh, I said it wrong so many times. I'm so sorry. Markea, tell us about yourself.
Oh, okay.
Are you a winter or a summer?
Oh, well, I can wear both.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, you look like you can pull that off.
Oh,
and so, do you mind if I grill you real quick?
Oh, okay. As long as it's not like nerd boy weird.
No,
grilling.
No, God, no. No, 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 no.
Because
no.
That's not fun.
No,
we're not
that's
that
no.
kind of show.
No, we're not that okay. kind of show. No, I recognize that you are coming in as a nerd. I just want to know who your favorite character is.
Okay. Well, Captain Marvel, but not Carol Danvers, Monica Rambeau.
Nice.
Yeah,
so
and
Spectrum
she's not original
too.
Captain Marvel. Yeah. And I love her. There's something.
She's really cool.
She's so cool.
She's a great character.
It's just her with her powers and just like the dynamic that she has with characters.
Yeah.
And the very fact that she's okay with letting loose her titles to let somebody else be like, you know what? Yeah, I've kind of gone into this evolution of self.
Sure.
You can have Proton. You can have Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
You know, that kind
I'll
of thing.
I'll just be Spectrum. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah. No, she's a great character. And what I like about that is that you. Like, I feel like that is almost on the same level as, like, Doctor Strange was at least a few years ago, where it's like, no one's pulling that. Like, when people were like, who's your favorite character? Doctor Strange. Oh, wow, okay. Like, I feel like Captain Marvel, Monica Rambeau is on that same level of like, oh, wow, okay. That's like a cool character to me. Like,
nice. That's so, like, sub-average to me to, like, choose her as a character.
No, but that's just what like, I'm saying. Like, not a lot of people know her. Not a lot of people are going to pull that. Most people are going to be like, oh, I love Deadpool or I love Spider-Man.
Oh,
you know what, Matt? Who's wearing a Deadpool shirt today? Both of us.
Both of us are.
That's true.
But I'm not, you know. I just,
and I liked
just
Deadpool
like
before.
Cool. Sure.
It was cool.
No, you did. You absolutely did. You actually very much did. No, I'm saying, like, I think that's a cool pull. Like,
well, I, you know, beseech everybody out there, if you're, you know, not familiar with her, oh my God, look her up.
Yeah, no, she's great.
She's awesome.
She's an awesome, and she's, like, super, super besties with, like, Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel.
Yes, yes. She's not a kind of character where it's like, oh, we're going to butt heads right now.
Mm-hmm.
No, she was even, leader of the Avengers for a while. So mm-hmm. that's another reason mm-hmm. to go ahead and like look her up. I was her for Halloween last
year. No way. That's awesome. Yeah.
It's, in my Instagram. It is.
That's cool.
Me and Sam Richardson. I think
Zach, go find those pictures. It's on Doom, Instagram. Go.
I believe he was Punisher. I'm forgetting. That was Halloween. And I had been enjoying Halloween festivities.
Of course.
I was Monica Rambeau.
She was involved. What was the the Avengers where the Masters of Evil took over the mansion, Baron Zemo. I can't remember the name of it, but she was like the main threat that Zemo was like, well, we've got to get rid of her.
Because she's so awesome.
Because she's like almost OP. She's like, I'm going to turn into a laser. Like,
exactly.
Oh my God.
I'm going to travel through the galaxy. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. How did I do that?
Yeah.
But I can do it again.
Like, and there were a few titles where she was like, I'm trying to figure out how to turn myself into neutrinos and just pass through planets. I'm like, what? That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that character.
Yeah. They have really fun things like this one time where she lost her powers by being in contact with salt water. And I'm like, wait, what?
What?
Yeah. But then she got him back like tenfold. So of course. She's got a long legacy.
Yeah. And she's made, like, the last 5 years made a bit of a comeback, right?
She's in some
of the comics now.
About her more again, I guess.
I think she's in. Is it the Ultimates that she's in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's in the Ultimates. Easily.
Yeah, with Adam Brashear and Captain mm-hmm. Marvel and that Black Panther. Yeah, that's a. Cool. I love that book. By the way, that's a good book. That's a solid book right now. All right. Bibbidoop. That's
us
talking.
New Avengers too? Is she also in the New Avengers?
I can't remember. I know she's in one of the Avengers
titles. One of the
titles.
Books, yeah. There's just so many. They're
all
great.
There are a lot. We're definitely not complaining, but there are a lot.
It works out this way, though, because all of Koi, Matt, and myself, we've all had our obscure Marvel characters brought way into the mainstream. So we needed somebody new to be like, where is this movie, Marvel?
Ooh.
Monica Rambeau would be an awesome pull. Like, oh my God, if they put her in Captain Marvel.
When I first heard about the Captain Marvel movie, I was like, and then it was Carol Danvers. I'm like, of course it's Carol Danvers. Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
But like,
it's
still
been
like,
since, like what, 96? Wait, how long has she been? 76.
Captain Marvel started
like Carol
up in
Danvers
like the
one
late
where she
70s.
Actually got interesting when she wasn't Miss Marvel and she was like Captain Marvel.
Like Captain Marvel is like late 2000s.
Right.
Like that's just been like the last like 10 years more or less. Mm-hmm. But like she came about in the 70s in the Captain Marvel title when she was just Captain Carol or Colonel Carol Danvers. She outranks Captain America.
It was a time for her though.
Yeah.
It was kind of like we don't talk about DC stuff. Never mind.
We can talk about DC. We do that all the time.
Oh, okay. With her coming into the mantle of it, it was kind of like how, you know, if Batman ever, you know, kicked the bucket, you know, Robin should take over that. It was kind of like that.
Yeah.
You know, with like her coming into Captain Marvel. Well, for me.
I totally agree. All right, let's move on to the news. Very quickly, Doctor Strange. There's not any news there, but a couple new photos came out yesterday or today or whatever. One of them is a picture. Here's the only reason I'm putting this up here. We've seen this, but this looks like it's just it's a different angle to what we've seen in the trailer, and the eye of Agamotto was open, and it made me giddy with joy just to see something going on with the eye of Agamotto. That's all. Honestly, in the books. The Eye of Agamotto, especially when like Ditko was writing it and everything in the early 60s, the biggest thing that the Eye of Agamotto did was reveal truths. So it was like, if like someone were to cast like an illusion spell or something like that, the Eye of Agamotto would be like, no, I can see through that.
You.
That's ridiculous. But it would also like, he could see like if people were lying or he could see people who were hiding or whatever else. And then it became a way to talk to the Vishanti. Started to almost become like a secondary sorcerer with a mind of its own. And Doctor Strange could be like, I have Agamotto, you are in another dimension, come to me and do this. And it would do it. It's a very powerful relic. But in this, here's what I want to be happening in that picture, by the way. He can't read the magical tome in front of him. I want that to be the Book of the Vishanti, but written in an old, dead language.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the Ancient One is like, the spells that you need are in this book. And he's like, I can't read this. And she's like, figure it out. And then the Eye of Agamotto is like, here it is in your language. That's what I think is
November.
Going on. Can't wait.
November.
Weekend after I get married. Oh,
nice.
Look
nice
at
Doom.
It.
Is that Doom?
Give Zoom Doom. All right, so we've got that, and then we've also got that other really cool picture of the cities folding in, and it looks like we've got like just three there.
Very nice.
But they all look like mirror images, and it looks like there's like it looks like you can see six cities here. Like it's just like it's,
oh, like the inverse through the portal.
Yeah, it's like what is going? Like, are they all like just like different versions of reality, or are they all the same? Like, what is going on?
So I think
just,
it has to be variations, like maybe collapsing on each other, or yeah, visible like, for the first time.
But like, what is the purpose of these realities folding in on themselves? Like, what is Mad Mikkelsen's Cassilius or Cacilius? What's the plan?
I'm a little closer to the screen than you guys. If you look towards the back of it, right here,
yeah.
It appears that it's not just six versions, but there's like another set of
three. Oh wow! So there's like nine,
and then it's just continuing. I think it's just continuing. Four. On.
It's variation. Has to be.
Yeah, it's like, did you guys see Interstellar? It's like that scene towards the end of Interstellar. Yeah.
Yeah. Which was, I was like, what?
Yeah, I was like, brain melting. Anyway, so that's the Doctor Strange news. Some of the bigger news that we had this week, Spider-Man Homecoming, Tyrone Woodley has been cast in Spider-Man. Tyrone is he's a UFC fighter, right?
Pretty fierce.
I do not follow UFC.
He is incredible. I don't, but I know
Corey's
I know
all
him.
About it. I can't remember who he's talking to, but Spider-Man News picked it up and ran with it first. And he said, I don't know if I can even say this, but I'm working on a Marvel movie on Thursday in Atlanta. He didn't say Spider-Man. The only Marvel movie shooting in Atlanta right now is Spider-Man.
On Thursday. I have a theory. So, it tags onto your theory.
Take it.
So I think that your Enforcer theory is correct, and I think he'd be a great Montana.
Ooh.
Because he's got the size, he's got the build, he's a fighter. If he said Thursday specifically, makes it feel like it's a day player role.
Yeah.
So the Enforcer would be a great like 1-2 pop, day or two shoot. It'd be a cool villain to somebody take down real quick to show how advanced he is and already being Spider-Man. I think he'd be a good Enforcer. Or he'll just end up being the gym teacher, but I hope not. I hope
because it's all like he's the gym teacher.
It's all like students and teachers, so I hope it's not just like him doing push-ups. Like, you know what I mean? That would be It'd be hilarious.
That would work. Oh wait, the gym teacher.
Awful gym teacher.
Like, Montana.
If I were in high, if let's say you're a freshman in high school and you're like, oh man, I've got gym. I'm really, really nervous. And you walk in, he's like, welcome to gym. She's like, oh god, oh I'm so screwed. Oh my god. Climb the rope 30 times. No. I can't even climb it once.
Dude's a beast.
Yeah.
So he's got to be something with physicality. So I assume he's not just gonna be like a stunt player. I think he'll be. Montana, personally.
Yeah, and then that works really well with MCU anyway, because you know Daredevil and everything with having the Enforcers like come in. So
yeah, street level villains in Spider-Man's great.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, and then Bokeem Woodbine is Ox, and the I can't remember the other dude, white dude, can't remember his name, but he was also cast as a villain, and that would be Fancy Dan.
Oh right. So that's what I'm thinking. That whole little setup. I'm so excited.
God, I really hope that's. That was actually one of my first thoughts, too. I was like, oh, man, what if he's the other Enforcer? Because I know we've only got the two villains plus Keaton.
So. Who could still be Tinker or Vulture. We haven't confirmed he's Vulture.
That's true, I'm sure it's Vulture.
I think he's Vulture, especially for the funny meta commentary. But I'm saying he'd be a good Tinker, too. But either way, I'm happy.
Yeah, and I mean, every interview that we hear with, like, John Watson and whatever else, they're always like, yeah, Michael Keaton as the villain is great. Like, they always refer to him as the villain. Right, we know that Vulture is the villain.
We'll see.
And he's got the chops to swing it, so.
Yeah.
Now we just gotta get Conor McGregor in the MCU, and I'll be happy.
Who?
Conor McGregor. He's my favorite UFC fighter. It's a UFC tangent. August 20th, he's fighting. He's going to take down Diaz.
About as UFC as I get as Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, he just fought.
And that's just because...
That guy in real life is just the juggernaut.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's the beast for WWE, and that's what I do one of the wrestling shows Raw.
Oh, that's awesome.
So then that's why I know Brock Lesnar.
Oh,
that's
so cool.
For UFC.
Gamer Girl suggested he could be Tombstone. I also like that idea.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah. And, like, he could just be, like, introducing the character and then coming back later, because he was in Straight Outta Compton. He's done a lot of other stunt work and a few other movies, but Straight Outta Compton was the biggest one I pulled.
I personally don't think he's going to be a major villain, so if you're going to just have a little, like, you know, Montana or Tombstone, that'd be fun.
Also, Scarlett Johansson, is she in Spider-Man Homecoming? So comicbook.com heard from some of their sources that she was there, but they never heard confirmation of it, so they never ran the story. They were like, oh, cool. If she's there, whatever, we'll figure it out later. Mm-hmm. But then the Atlanta Film Commission tweeted out, well, hi, Scarlett, what you doing here? So now, like, the going theory is Scarlett Johansson in Spider-Man Homecoming?
I don't think she has to be. I mean, we already have Stark, so I think that's just... Yeah, we've already got... Too much.
But that could also be like a one scene. Like, we know you saw the footage where he's watching, the mm-hmm. giant man situation mm-hmm. on his phone. Mm-hmm. It could just be like a side moment with them at Avengers Tower. Like, we don't yeah. even know how. I think the more dense and more incorporated in the universe, the better, because we're bringing. Yeah. We've had 5 movies with Spider-Man not in the MCU, so they're going to try to tie it as tightly mm-hmm. as possible. Mm-hmm. So I think if you throw a couple of Avengers in for one scene, have a party scene, have a scene like we love, like Whedon writing. But just plop, and then have the Avengers then have them run out. Like, I think that would work well.
You know what I think would be cool? What they did in the cartoons mm-hmm. Was have him, he needs to be trained to be a better fighter and everything.
Oh, and she's
how
like,
cool would that be if Tony Stark, like flies over, like goes and he's like, I need you to come to Avengers Tower with me, right? And just swing over there. We're gonna. Well, that's how we gotta train you.
Ultimate Spider-Man had
how
that.
Cool would that be, right? That
Ultimate Spider-Man cool. had a whole thing where Captain America like said, "You can't be mm-hmm. Spider-Man." And then eventually mm-hmm. he's like, "Fine, but you have to get training." And then like it's kind of what killed him.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Kind of Peter Parker died. They're not gonna go that way. Yeah. But I'm just saying it'd be a
yeah,
cool.
Black Widow kills Peter Parker.
Just the first movie. They're like, "Sorry, Tom Holland, you're the best Spider-Man we've ever had." No, but I think that
shoot him.
I just shot Tom. I'm sorry, Tom. Wow. But no, I think
and
that,
he didn't see it coming somehow. Somehow,
Spider Sense like short circuited for that one second.
Yeah. No, but as soon as you mention Ultimate Spider-Man and death, people are like, automatically, like, he's gonna die and we're gonna have Miles. Like, the amount of love that people have for Miles really just negates logic so far, and that's amazing that people mm-hmm. love Miles so much. Like, he's gonna be in the first movie. I'm like, dude, it can't happen.
I'm telling you, I'm absolutely telling you, like, they're somewhere around the third or fourth movie.
Oh, that's what I want. I want
Peter
that so
Parker
bad.
Is gonna die, I and want Miles the is gonna legacy. Take over, and we're gonna have a completely new Spider-Man, and Marvel will have had... They're Peter Parker. They'll feel like they've done that character justice finally, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and then we'll have a new Peter Parker.
I want Miles so bad. I just don't want him right now because it'd be disrespectful to both.
I totally agree.
It's just funny because as soon as you mentioned it, it's like he's gonna die.
He's gonna die. Scarlett Johansson's gonna kill Peter Parker.
It's already it.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt Key confirms Scarlett Johansson is.
I did not do that.
You heard it here first, folks.
Hashtag Key confirms.
You guys are jerks. I'm gonna could take my.
If you take that soundbite out of context, you heard it. You heard it first, folks.
I'm gonna take my Marvel and go home.
Poor Tom Holland. No more movies after that.
Yeah, bro. No
You're
more.
You're just the best.
all right. Let's see here. We've got Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Not a lot of big news there this week. Mm-hmm. Nothing that Doom is excited about that he wants to talk about.
No,
so
we should just move on.
Let's just move on. Yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Not
a
big
deal.
Doom
anyway.
Will end you.
So Jason O'Mara has been cast as the new director for the spy agency S.H.I.E.L.D. There mm-hmm. is a picture of him. Let's see. He has been in Life on Mars, Terra Nova, The Good Wife, and he's also the voice of Batman in all of the DC animated movies in that universe. He's a voice of Batman.
Yeah. Justice League versus Teen Titans. He was Batman in that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I like those DC cartoons. They're good. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah. They fill a niche. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. EP Jeff Loeb says, bringing Jason into the mix as the new director of S.H.I.E.L.D. forces everyone, particularly Coulson, to reevaluate their role in the agency. And then he, I think Deadline was the first to report it, and they said that he has roots going back to the 40s. So, now, Doom, I know you have your theories. I want to read through some of the fan theories real fast and then turn you loose. Is that okay? Will you allow me that?
Go for it.
All right. So Ryan Witalison at Ryan_Witalison says, shocking plot twist. He's the real Nick Fury. Which I think is funny. Like, he's going to have the eye patch and everything. Like, I think that would be really funny if he was white Nick Fury.
Yeah, that's
But we'd have to, gingerfy him, too, right?
Yes, yeah.
If you're going to do that, you've got to just go get David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, the Hoff's waiting, man.
The Hoff is like, I'm waiting on that call.
He's in a bathtub with a burger right now.
You know what? That is one Marvel movie I've still never seen.
I've never seen
either. Hoff is Nick Fury?
Yeah. Wait, did you not know?
Yeah, in the 80s, they made a... Dude, is that our next watch-along?
Oh, man.
That would actually I've never seen it. I think that would actually be kind of
funny. As long as I can be drunk in a bathtub with a burger, I'm in for this watch-along.
I need to see this movie.
There have been two really bad Captain America movies. There was a really awful Doctor Strange movie in the late 70s.
Fantastic Four had that.
Fantastic Four, which is amazing, by the way. It's so incredible in how bad it is. And the whole story behind that movie is really sad. It's so sad.
Yeah. And then there's this little known Josh Trank Fantastic Four, which some people saw.
Yeah. Just happened. It was and then there was there's a movie from the early 90s, I think, called Dr. Mordred. That was originally going to be a Doctor Strange film, but then the producers lost their rights last minute.
So it became Dr. Mordred.
So they turned it into Dr. Mordred. It's truly awful. but then there's also the Nick Fury movie with Hasselhoff. So Ryan Witalison, look at what you did. You sent us off on a tangent. Jesse Klein at Jesse Klein 1 says, since we're dealing with magic this season, how about Damien Hellstrom? He also guessed John Walker, a.k.a. USA Agent.
All right, look, Jesse. I know you're out there.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's been on this show.
Yeah, yeah.
You're wrong. no, both those characters are from the 70s, 80s era.
Well, Damien, I called you Damien Doom. I know. I'm just going through the fan theories. Can I just get through these?
Well, Jesse's my friend. I can crush his dreams.
Damien would actually be really cool. I would love to see Damien Hellstrom, but yeah, he is from the 70s. And I think they would go for like a skinnier, more Iggy Pop looking dude if they were doing Damien. John Walker, a.k.a. USA Agent. That would be cool, but again, like you said, 70s. The Lonely Wakandan, at Lonely Wakandan, says it could be the original Human Torch since we're dealing with LMDs. I would love to see that. Jim Hammond, ooh, I think that would be really cool.
Also, badass handle.
Yeah, right?
The Lonely Wakanda.
That's really cool. Whenever they said that he was from the 40s, I was like, oh my God, what if he's Jim Hammond? That would be amazing. The other theory that I have is Phineas Horton. I think that would be really cool. I don't think it's going to be Phineas Horton. Phineas Horton is the roboticist, the scientist who created Jim Hammond and was then killed for it. But I think they would cast like a nerdier, geekier guy for Phineas Horton. The one that I think I like the most is at the Chili Cat, says, how about Clay Quartermain? Clay Quartermain, led the Howling Commandos in the 60s, and then also led a paranormal unit for S.H.I.E.L.D., and that would make sense with the whole Ghost Rider thing coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he goes all the way back to the 40s. I'm not familiar with the backstory, but even though he was created in the 60s, if he's fought with Nick Fury, who fought in World War II, then he could have been an original member of the Howling Commandos. But I haven't looked that far into his history.
So I did look into this.
Of course you did.
Of course, dude.
But yeah, so Quartermain did make my list of people I was suspects for Director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole thing is very interesting because it has to be somebody who's theoretically been in S.H.I.E.L.D., but we haven't, for some reason, seen them.
Sure.
This whole time. So where have they been? Quartermain has like enough of a history with S.H.I.E.L.D., but it depends on how you interpret roots to the 40s. Like,
exactly.
Story-wise roots, which means anyone who's been involved in World War II stuff, or it could be literally 40s era, which I think limits you to Human Torch. Jim Hammond. There's a couple others, but there's so few. The only other one that's like from the 40s, like an actual like 40s era character, is this guy,
the Challenger, yeah,
who was like a superhero during World War II, but not necessarily like in all the fights.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
His name was William Waring, and his father was murdered for turning over evidence to a DA. And then he became a superhero. The only reason this character stood out to me is he jumps forward. He, in a 2005 story, he was sent randomly forward in time.
That's okay. Because I was about to ask, well, does he have that, you know, youth longevity thing?
That's cool.
It's like, it's sort of like it's not really gone into, it's not very, like, explained. Why he jumped forward is more just like a device to use for like him having to go work with She-Hulk and then get advice from Captain America on how to bring yourself back from the dead.
Huh. Interesting.
And then he joined Montana's team during the 50 State Initiative.
Yeah, that whole run in like, what was that, 2010 or something like that? Well, let me throw this out at you. I pulled a couple of couple things up earlier. Mark Anthony Todd, who was also known as the Blazing Skull. That would be interesting. He was a part of the Invaders. He debuted in the 40s. I don't know how he would still be alive.
Now, what's the exact phrasing? Isn't it connection to the 40s? They don't have to be from the 40s.
Did it say roots in the 40s?
The exact phrasing from Deadline, I believe, is said to have roots going back to the 1940s.
Yeah, they said Marvel roots back to the 40s.
So it could be like the son of someone or the daughter of someone.
That's true. That's very true.
Someone in the live chat, Parrish Santee, is that the new director is an LMD of Agent Carter. That's my vote.
That would be pretty fantastic.
Well, with LMDs, like, because LMDs are in play this season, and that's why I think Jim Hammond is.
Jim Hammond, I think, is the
number one choice because he is an android.
Yeah.
So it fits, and it fits into like what they're playing. If you could either give him a different story, if it's made by like the people that we're working with now, the Doctor from the end of the season. Or, because Phineas Horton is already established, if you see in this photo from Captain America First Avenger, it could be that he was just built in the 40s and was, like, pieced together again and brought back to life today.
Yeah, that would be... I mean, can you go back to a picture of this dude, Jason O'Mara? Let's see if we think he could be...
So here he is.
Huh.
Yeah, he's a handsome young gent.
He's a handsome dude. He seems a little too happy to be.
Smiled once, so he can't be.
From this one picture, I'm just gonna say everything from his personality of what he'd be as a director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Is this more morose? This morose enough for you?
I know, still kind of smiley.
So. He's probably a lot sadder after Terra Nova. Let's be honest.
I don't know. What do you also think about the Blue Blade? He's a member of the 12, and he's a fencer.
I mean, there's like all these like obscure characters, and she's been good about like handing over like really obscure characters and putting them like just giving their name to someone. But it feels like if you're gonna have a new director, because this is so extreme, everyone thought it was gonna be May. Or even bringing back, like, Mockingbird. Like, there were all these roots, like, with characters that we know. So if it's going to be this new person, it has to be a good reason. There has to be
something. I totally agree.
There has to be something, like, meaningful behind this person being there.
Sure.
The only person, the last person that I have who stood out to me, and this is a bit of a stretch, is Jake Fury.
Interesting.
Which is Nick Fury's brother. And the reason Jake Fury stood out to me is he, in the Secret Warrior storyline, is Kraken. He's also a member of the Zodiac panel. And we spent all of last season theorizing about the Zodiac because of the Taurus symbol being the Hydra symbol.
Yeah.
And that feels too... It's too obvious. They were too clear that this looks like a Taurus symbol. For it not to come into play as the Zodiac in some way or another. So Jacob Fury was the Scorpio branch, and he's been seen recently in Amazing Spider-Man.
Okay.
He's around. I know that this guy does not look anything like Sam Jackson, but it's Marvel. It's Marvel.
They can look like anything.
You never know. I mean, they could be adopted brothers or just like from different dads or whatever it is. But I think that Jake Fury could be a very interesting...
I'm saying Jim Hammond.
...ploy. Yeah.
Jim Hammond.
I'm saying Sean Hammond. I think that he made Jurassic Park, and now he's taking over S.H.I.E.L.D. Because life finds a way.
You're wrong.
That's what I think.
I can't tell if you're joking or not.
Coy's never serious.
I'm just saying there's dinosaurs in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. season. Coy confirms. Dinosaurs
all right, well, do you guys have any other theories?
Is that Sean Hammond? No, that's it.
I think y'all covered the gamut, definitely.
Blue Blade was mentioned. We've gone as deep as we can go.
Yeah, that's pretty deep.
Good
that's
exploration, deep. Doom. Damn.
Also, other S.H.I.E.L.D. news, we have classic Inhumans possibly coming to the show. So,
to me is a huge red flag. The first one that I've actually seen as a red flag for the Inhumans movie.
Really?
They keep saying they're not
going to... Oh, no, that's a giant red flag.
Yeah. Because they keep saying Inhumans is fine, Inhumans is fine, and I keep being like, I believe you, but this being like, oh, we couldn't use the characters for 4 seasons, suddenly we can means...
So, well, but here's the thing. I think... that as of like just a few weeks ago, right before Comic-Con, like a week or two before Comic-Con, I think Kevin Feige finally came out and said, we're dropping it completely from the schedule.
Yeah, like, he confirmed. Then he said it was still happening, it's just not scheduled.
That was a couple months ago. A couple weeks ago, he said it's dropped completely.
I saw something around Comic-Con that said it was still in the works.
He said it's happening, okay, just maybe not on the date anymore. Now, but this, to me, is like, it's the first time I've been actually worried in humans isn't going to happen.
Yeah, so in an interview with IO9, Jed Whedon said, we do have a little more freedom. We've told a couple seasons of stories, but now we do have some more freedom. So when we return to focusing on Inhumans, we'll be able to do a little bit more. And then the site itself goes on to suggest that he said they're going to be able to use some of the classic Inhumans. So it's possible. That means one of two things to me. The film is completely off the slate now. They're doing something completely different. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, either they couldn't crack Inhumans, they figured out that no one cares about the Inhumans except for like five or six of us, mm-hmm. me being one of them, mm-hmm. Or there is like a legit Fox Marvel thing going on and Fox is going to become a phase four, which I think would be awesome. That's what I would want to see.
I've never heard the rumors so loud as I have now about Fox Marvel. Everything I'm hearing is that it's happening, and I'm not saying that. It's all conjecture, but usually you hear like one rumor a month. Now it's like I'm hearing it all the time.
It's coming up all the time. So it seems like Marvel is cozying up.
It could just be people are excited. I mean, the Legion stuff makes it sound even more legit, and people are saying that's a thing. It could all just be because you went on, you know, the show and caused this uproar on that. You could change the fabric.
Matt was on Collider, and he completely changed the fabric of what we know to be real.
That could be
happening. It's what happens when I do things.
It's pretty exciting.
Well, it definitely fits so well with what they've already established. Yeah. I mean, let's go ahead and have Crystal in there and have some Crystal and, you know, the Torch doing stuff. Let's do that. Let's see Medusa. Let's get, Black Bolt, you know, started in there. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, that, and it goes into, aren't they utilizing Skrulls now? Are they kind of hinted that they're going to have some?
I don't know that there's been hint so much as they've said they have the rights to do it. They just don't have the rights to specific Skrulls.
Right.
Now, best case scenario.
Just saying, like, just having the rights doesn't mean that they're planning to use them. Like,
they should.
No, they absolutely should.
Yeah, best case scenario, Fantastic Four alone.
Yeah.
We keep Inhumans the movie and we get Inhumans on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Best case scenario, we do both. And that would be the dream. Because Kevin Feige has said it's still happening as far as I've heard.
Here's how I think. Either they've dropped it completely, mm-hmm. For any of those other options, or they've finally cracked the script and they know exactly what Inhumans they're using, which frees up other Inhumans.
Right.
So if they've written the script to be like, oh, so the script will have Black Bolt, Medusa, Karnak, and Crystal, then that frees up, blanking on the fish guy's name, oh my God!
Is that Gorgon?
Gorgon?
No, Gorgon. No, Gorgon is the guy with the hooves.
Yeah, and that Crystal has to keep his heart alive.
Yeah,
for that was
Triton. Triton is the guy. I kept wanting to say Titan, but I knew that wasn't right. Triton, like some of the like lesser known members of the royal family, I think would fit in with like Crystal. Even you said mm-hmm. I think she would be great. I actually think Karnak would be awesome on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And that would be a very cheap power to show. Mm-hmm. Just always knowing everything's weakness.
Yeah, I love Karnak.
Like, he's one of my... I love... Like, he's like a top 15 character for me. Like, I love that character.
He's my favorite human by a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Karnak makes the most sense because he is a character with a big enough name to make an impression if he shows up.
Yeah.
And people can get... There's enough people that will get excited by that. But he's not big enough that he is needed for a royal story movie.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree with you in that he's not neat. I would prefer to see him in a movie.
You do a Black Bolt Medusa story without
him? You could.
I would like to see him in a movie.
I would just prefer to not see it. But if they have him on S.H.I.E.L.D., that fits, and I think that would be awesome. And I would be excited to see him. I think
they could have a lot of fun comedic moments with him, too.
Yeah.
Don't sit there. Wait, why?
Just don't. That has me a little bit more excited for this coming season. Not that I wasn't excited before, but now I'm like, oh man, I might actually see like Karnak. Like, that's awesome. Yeah. That would be so cool. Like, I would love that.
This is, I think, the season where they're just like, you know what, we got to throw everything we have at this show.
Yeah.
And see what sticks.
Well, I mean, in the sense of like, it's four seasons in. That's like a lot of shows don't make it to five.
Yeah.
And the new ABC president is not a biggest Marvel fan.
Yeah.
So that's not good.
They're trying to up the ratings, mm-hmm. like by throwing in something like Ghost Rider, which is going to pull in lots of people who had never watched the show before, I think. And then
presumably so. Yeah, I think that's a safe assumption.
At least to check it out. And they said they're not waiting on Ghost Rider. Like he's going to be in there right away.
Yeah.
So
I mean, he's in the season premiere, right?
Yeah, that's what yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Karnak's so scary. I don't know if I'd see him on that. But if the tone changes for Ghost Rider this season, if the tone changes a lot, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
But Karnak, I just see in a movie more. But like you said, he could be someone they don't need, so therefore they can use him. I'd love to see what actor would I want there?
As Karnak?
As Karnak.
It's Koi Cast. Yeah. On Marvel Movie News.
I would like
Ben Foster.
I mean, obviously. The guy that played, I can picture his face. I can't think of his name. He was in the Freddy remake, which he tried to save. He was Rorschach and Watchmen.
Haley. Oh, Jackie Earl Haley?
Jackie Earl Haley. Yeah. Jackie Earl Haley is Karnak.
Oh.
That's my Karnak.
Yeah.
The voice, the face, the movement, the way he exudes this uncomfortable charm. That's mine.
That could work.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really bad.
I'm not great at casting things, because as soon as he said that, I just saw it as what's the person, Max? What is it? The Inhuman that?
Oh, Maximilian Max the Mad.
Max the Mad was that
the
him?
Brother to Black Bolt, who's mostly the villain.
Yes. As soon as he said him, I thought of him.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Walton Goggins would also be a good one.
Who?
Walton Goggins. He'd be a great Karnak, too.
Not as
Who is that?
He was in the new Quentin Tarantino movie. He is on... You'd know him. He was in that Tim Olyphant show.
Okay. Was he one of the eight? Are you talking about that
new? Yeah, that Quentin one.
Yeah, I'm not as familiar.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not as familiar. Koi
is incredible at casting. He can do fan casting all day. Awesome. He's the best at it.
I like the movies and I like the actors.
Boop, bop, boop.
I'll pull you a picture, but...
Sure. Let's move on. Real quick, Squirrel Girl. No news here, but I just think it's cool because I love Stranger Things so much. The actress who played Barb in Stranger Things...
Walton Goggins.
Yep. That, oh, him. Yep, he would be...
Oh,
a ridiculous right? Karnak. Well, he would be Karnak. Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, he would be perfect.
He gets
Barb,
it on the hair alone.
Yeah, right. and he's so weird and strange and out there. Like that dude being like, I know every single weakness and can exploit
and
it.
Believe
and be like,
him,
oh, oh God, no, don't. Right? Oh, Shannon Purser, who played Barb in Stranger Things, wants to play Squirrel Girl. That's it. That's the news. I just think that's awesome.
You can see her as Doreen. She's such a Doreen.
She is so Doreen. She would be great at it. I would love to see her as Doreen Green.
Got two episodes left of Stranger Things, but my God.
Dude.
Okay.
Right?
It's
I can't believe you have two episodes left.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
I wanted to watch the last two together as a movie, and I saved it. Okay. And the person I was watching it with has been gone all weekend, so I'm like...
I watched the first two and then paused because I already knew what was going to happen, and then I did the rest as a marathon stretch.
You already knew it was going to happen?
No. I knew it was going to happen that I was going to have to marathon it.
How did you know the plot? No. Like, who told you the plot?
Everybody's been super cool about
not... Cool, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Brittany and I started it on the Friday night it came out, July 15th. We're like, oh, let's sit down and give it it's midnight. We're like, let's watch the first episode. We can start it over the weekend. We'll have a good time. Mm-hmm. We watched almost five episodes. We were like, it's 5 a.m. We've got to go to bed.
Either her or I want Barrowman to play Scott.
John Barrowman?
You saw him. He dressed up at Comic-Con.
That was all me.
That was
me.
What?
I ghost wrote the Eisners for him. I wrote all the jokes and made the costume suggestions.
Oh, then you know Andrew Woolman at all?
I don't.
No, he worked with something with Barrowman in New York
thing. Oh, with the Saturn Awards? No, that was in L.A. too. I don't know.
Yeah. I still like Kate McKinnon as Squirrel Girl.
My God. She would be great.
Well, she'd be great in everything.
Yeah. All of Ghostbusters, I was like, they're all in four different movies. I want to know what Kate McKinnon's movie's like.
Yeah,
like I just felt that was the path I was.
John Barrowman
was all the punchlines.
John Barrowman was great. Awesome to work with, and just the nicest man I've ever met. Like super nice.
I hear that.
And he dressed up as a Zap Brannigan and Squirrel Girl and the original Harley Quinn.
I didn't know about the Harlequin one.
For whatever reason, there weren't a lot of pictures of that one, but the Squirrel Girl, everyone went nuts for it. It was so like it was so fun to be backstage. It was so fun to be backstage and have him like playing around, and like he introduced Erica Ryan North and Erica Henderson, who write Squirrel Girl,
right?
And they were both backstage, just like and shocked because he was Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. He wasn't the original; he was their creation of Squirrel Girl, the Unbeatable
one. Awesome.
And while I was backstage with them watching him, I turned. I was like, "Hey, thank you so like you're my fiance's favorite book. I love your book. You guys are great." And they were like, "Is this you?" And they pointed it. I was like, "Well, I mean, I made the suggestion. I didn't make the costume, but I suggested that he do that." And they're like, we don't know if we can go on. He just broke us. I was like, aw, I helped do that. That's awesome. So anyway, so let's move on to Luke Cage. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of news here, but the news that we do have, I think, is so effing cool. Showrunner Chio Hodari-Coker tweeted out, look for new titles every Friday until sweet September 30th. And he's naming every single episode after a Gangstar song.
It's so cool to me. And the first three are dope.
Yeah. Yeah. So one, Moment of Truth. Two, Code of the Streets. Three, Who's Gonna Take the Weight? I'm not as familiar with Gangstar. Like, I'm gonna have to like Spotify and listen to all of it now because I listened to a few songs over the weekend just to remind myself. But oh my God. If every episode is named after a song and those songs like play in the series or help define the tone of it, like I was already so excited for this, and this is just like, oh my God, like this guy gets
it's
it
next yeah. month now.
What's that?
It's next month. It's August. I mean, September's next month.
There's only so many songs in an album, 45 days. Ooh. I'm thinking it's going to be the tone. I think it has to be like think about Who's Going to Take the Weight. I mean, you can kind of speculate what they're going to actually cover in Luke Cage's world then.
Yeah.
I mean, are they going to go like from, I doubt they're going to do like flashbacks or whatnot, but it's like, they're at least going to have to address
they've said that they're going to have to do flashbacks because they have to show him in the prison, how he got his powers and everything else. Yeah. But I don't think that the flashbacks are going to be the series.
No, not that. But I mean, like, for Who's Going to Take the Weight, though, you wonder where in his story, like at the beginning of his story, that they're going to, you know, do that with. I mean, is that going to be where he's, you know, set up for the heroin and he first winds up in prison because the other two episodes were setting things up? Mm-hmm. Or is it where he's actually getting the treatments, you know? You know, like, and he's starting to get the stronger and everything like that? I mean, where is this going to fall in his line?
Yeah. I don't know, but just the tone of it is just like, I'm so like the Chio Hodari-Coker, thank you, like, you totally get it. Like, I think that's amazing. Let's move on because we're starting to run out of time and we're just having so much fun talking. Netflix, just real quick on that, they revealed the kind of like a quasi schedule for their future Marvel series. I can't remember the dude's name, I forgot to write it down. The leader of like the Netflix studios, basically, was at Television Critics Association this week. Luke Cage comes out in September. Iron Fist is filming now for 2017 release. Since it's filming now, my guess and everyone else's guess is that that's going to be the early 2017 release. Right. Defenders films later this year for release next year. So most likely that's going to be fall of next year, like Luke Cage is this year.
Right.
So we'll probably get Defenders next year. Jessica Jones starts production soon after Defenders wraps production, so she's probably the next one. Punisher follows production after her, and then Daredevil's third season. So the question is, like, are they going to expand their slate to have three a year?
It sounds like maybe three in 2017.
Because otherwise, like, we're looking at 2017 ends with Defenders, 2018 Jessica Jones and Punisher, Daredevil 2019.
They're not going to wait that long.
I don't think they're going to wait that long. Yeah,
I think it's going to be three in 2018. I think it's going to end with Punisher, first of three.
I think it'll end with Daredevil.
And with Daredevil season 2.
Because that's the order that he gave. So, anyway, yeah, that's nothing big there. But I will say, also, we got news this week that Eldon Henson, who plays Foggy, is apparently also in the Defenders. Cool. Which is cool.
Makes sense.
I mean, I kind of would be surprised if he weren't. Yeah. He's a very nice man. I got to talk to him at a Wizard World show, and he is a legitimately good guy.
Oh, that's
a nice. Like, super good guy. Like, I like him a lot.
On a project I worked on. He was Doomsday. We painted
him. Oh my god, that's right. The Landis video.
Lantern Corps. He was Doomsday, and he was the coolest dude. This was long before he was Foggy, but he was a super nice guy. I liked him a lot. Because then I just knew him as the kid from Mighty Ducks.
Yeah.
So like now he's Foggy to me, but he was a really chill dude.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy.
Considering we put him in a diaper in the desert and he was cool with it.
Yeah.
You know you're a good person.
Yeah. So Legion, so this is the news we were talking about earlier that you very briefly mentioned. Is Legion in the Marvel universe? And the reason that this is being asked right now is because Marvel.com did a wrap-up of all the new characters that were introduced into the cinematic and television universe, and Legion was on that list. So the question is, I just like that picture a lot. The question becomes, did Marvel do that because they are behind Legion? Like, is that why it was included on the website? Was it just like some writer for hire who's like, oh yeah, and here's another Marvel character that was included in the news without like not realizing that they're not fully a part of the cinematic universe or like the Marvel side of things. I personally think it's Marvel just saying, hey, this is coming. I don't think that this is vouching in any way that he's a part of the universe. Like, because
I don't think it's confirming it by any means. It'd be a cool way to be like, look back in a year and be like, remember when they planted that seed? Like, I don't think this locks anything in. I just think it's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. Yeah, he's a great character. I mean, I like that they have him. You know, with all his multiple personalities and powers. I mean, that's great. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah. I think it's going to be an awesome, fun, cool series. But I don't think even Fox is saying that it's an alternate universe to their universe.
I think everyone's so excited for that to happen that they're just making stuff up. They're like, yeah, it's totally a thing.
Here's what I think should happen from this. I think Fox, if they are smart, should be listening to all of the fans going, is this happening? Please, oh my God, please be happening.
Right.
Because if Fox were to join with Marvel also, the universe would crumble in the best way possible. Like,
but would we maybe get less movies? Is it possible?
Absolutely not. Because Fox knows the cash cow that they have with the X-Men.
Right.
They just don't know how to milk that cow.
That's true. Much like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Marvel.
This is a good way to go about it.
Yeah. Like, so imagine this. Sony and Fox have a farm. They have a dairy farm next to each other. Marvel's on the outside, and they have a very successful dairy farm. And Sony's always looking over there going, they know what they're doing. And Fox is looking over there going, we know how to do it better. And Marvel's like, whatever you want to do. Hey, we'll teach you guys how to milk your cash cows. And Sony's like, you know what? Yeah, come on over here. And now the Sony farm is exploding. And now Fox is the tiny little bitty dairy farm going, maybe we should have paid more attention.
I love that analogy. Because
Marvel and Sony over there are like, we know how to milk our cow. Beep, 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 beep,
because it's one of two things. They either invest in a different livestock, which is an impossibility at this point.
They're not gonna
or they
do,
learn
yeah.
how to milk their
they
cash cows.
They learn how to milk their cash cows. Yeah. And they don't. Marvel's like, we will teach you. We will willingly teach you. Just give us a percentage of the profits and let us have like some creative control over it. We'll teach you and let us put it in our cinematic universe to help introduce a new universe for you, which is what they did for Sony. They would bend over backwards to do that for Fox, especially for the Fantastic Four.
I would love to see my first X-Men movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love to see the X-Men on screen.
And I would,
instead
like,
of mutants on screen.
On the record, the only here's the only X-Men movie I want to see. The original X-Men in the mansion with like maybe some of the giant-sized X-Men. That's it. Like they're attacked at the mansion, they defend the mansion, that's it. I want to see the classes, I want to see the interpersonal relationships. Obviously, I want to see the fights and the powers, but that's all I want to see, is that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They don't need to get out of the mansion. I don't want them to get out of the mansion. The only time they should ever get out of the mansion is to take Jubilee to the mall. That's all I want to see. I'm not even a giant Jubilee fan, but if they put Jubilee in a mall, I will watch an entire movie of that.
It's interesting. Yeah. If you'd asked a year ago if I thought there was any chance that Fox would give up the rights, I would have said no, because just purely on a financial standpoint, they can keep it for themselves.
Yeah.
But after Apocalypse was such just a that noise.
Yeah, that's the review of the movie.
My favorite thing was everyone that called in when we did the call in for the show all started the phone call with that sound. Oh, do you think?
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I don't love it. I want to love an X-Men movie.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is that like people are lukewarm on X-Men now. So just like they were lukewarm on Spider-Man after Amazing Spider-Man 2.
And the only people who are excited about Fantastic Four are the people who want to see it done right. Everyone, right. like, the right. rest of the world, like, is like, Fantastic Four, okay, whatever, those movies are awful.
Yeah. yeah.
But then there are those Marvel fans who are, like, us, who are like, no, but the Fantastic Four could be amazing.
It can be.
Like, they could be awesome if you did it right. Like, do it right. And
the comics, someone just mentioned, Blue Key said, if that happens, X-Men comics would come back being good again. I agree. X-Men comics are probably the weakest they've been since yeah. that weird
since 90s. Claremont took them over. Yeah,
but like all new Wolverine's the best X-Men book, and the X-Men aren't in it.
Yeah,
you know what yeah. I mean. Like I'd like an Old Man Logan. Two X-Men books that don't feature the X-Men are the two best yeah. X-Men books,
and they're both about Wolverine, basically.
right. Like, there's yeah. two great Wolverine books featuring not regular age Logan.
None of the other X-Men. Yeah.
Right. So I'd like that too.
Yeah. So Fox, if you watch our show, which I know you don't, but if you do,
Mr. Fox,
Mr. and Mrs. Fox,
please listen to the fans who are biting at every single last bit of possibility that you're working with Marvel.
Yeah. They want to throw their money at you. Just yeah. let it happen.
We do.
Yeah.
Let it happen.
Yeah. We want a good X-Men movie, and the Marvel can teach you how to do it.
Either that or Jubilee and Mallrats.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Jubilee and Mallrats.
Oh, all Kevin right. Smith doing a New Mutants movie.
Oh, that would be great. Wow. That would be great.
I'd be
all
so
right.
happy.
I'm hitting down here. My feet are massive. All right. Mm-hmm. Lupita Nyong'o talks Black Panther details. This happened last week. I think I may have talked about it last week, but I honestly couldn't remember, and I didn't have time to go back and look. So she has a quote where she says, "The story of this Black Panther is... what am I allowed to say? The story is that the Black Panther's leadership is really threatened by two foes who come together, and so Black Panther gets the help of the CIA and the Dora Milaje. Dora Milaje to try and defeat the enemy. So there's two villains. We know Killmonger is one of them, played by mm-hmm. Michael B. Jordan.
Definitely.
Do we think it's Claw? Do we think it's someone else?
Be Claw.
Like, it's got to be Claw,
it's
right?
It's Claw. I mean, it's also kind of, it's going to be a little bit weird because it's not going to be the storyline of where Claw's the one that killed, yeah. you know, T'Challa's father.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's going to be a little bit weird, but I mean, you can get over that. I mm-hmm. mean, that's not mm-hmm. a thing. It's still people trying to go into Wakanda to get the vibranium
yeah.
or whichever storyline they're yeah. going to go with. So, yeah, Killmonger, Claw, and then you have, and I don't know how to say her name, Okoye.
I don't know.
Denai is the one that's playing.
Oh,
her.
Yeah. The leader of the Dora Milaje.
Yes. Yeah, so I mean, and that's going to be a great storyline. That's going to be fantastic. In fact, I kind of hope that they go where Killmonger has already been resurrected, and then, you know, and
yeah
I kind of hope that they do that with this, and then at the end
that would be insane.
That would be
if they were
so
like
cool.
Killmonger's dead, and then Mandarin comes in, like the real Mandarin,
yes,
like that was like. Supposedly existed the entire time Iron Man 3
short.
Existed. Yeah, in the short.
Yeah.
If he came in, he's like, I will resurrect Killmonger with my rings. Like, oh my God. Like, if they open Black Panther with that, people would be like,
so crazy.
Like, what?
What is going on?
And after
on?
Doctor Strange, they could. After Doctor Strange
after
blows
Doctor Strange.
Our minds,
yeah.
then Black Panther's going to be picking up the pieces.
Yeah, yeah. Like, after Doctor Strange, like, I mean, it's like Derrickson says, the director, Derrickson, like, they're introducing the Marvel multiverse.
Right.
Yeah.
With Doctor Strange. And with that, there are so many open doors. Like,
I mean, you seriously can.
Yeah, they could. Yeah.
But if they keep it down to earth and just conflict, they can do that too. And we get to see some serious badass, you know, warriors going to town.
God,
and that's going to be amazing.
I cannot wait. All right. Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Once more, James Gunn has confirmed there will be no Infinity Stones in Volume 2.
In case you were wondering.
In case you were wondering.
After they filmed.
Yeah.
It has not.
Yeah. It has not changed. There are no Infinity Stones. Everybody, please quit asking James Gunn about the Infinity Stones. Like, there aren't any. Also, it appears that our first trailer will come sometime in around November for Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Well, it's just Kurt Russell.
I know, but I want that.
But my God, if they like show the planet you. Version of Kurt Russell, I will bang my head against a wall.
Like, that'd be the coolest thing, because now we had the excitement of like just knowing it's Ego, but now if we up the excitement more by showing that beautiful mustache.
Oh my God. Okay, and last but not least, before we jump over... Oh, wait, this is last, yeah. Before we jump over to our fans, Avengers Infinity War is... We've always known it was a bit more of a standalone film than a part one and part two.
Yeah,
they've been saying that for...
Beginning.
Yeah, it's been mislabeled. But now they are officially saying the third movie, not the fourth movie. The third movie is Avengers Infinity War. The fourth movie is now Avengers Untitled, which... between you and me, I don't think they're going to keep that title.
I feel like it's...
I feel like they're probably going to change Untitled to something else.
They're going to get more specific, especially if it's going to be...
some sort of title.
Yeah.
I feel like, perhaps.
So
I think it's going to be Avengers Welcome Deadpool. I think that's just logical to me.
But that is the question. What do we think... That's what I want to pose to you guys. What do you think the fourth one is going to be? Like, if Infinity War is Thanos coming down... are we going to have a completely different threat in the fourth movie? Because what they're saying is that the fourth movie is going to handle whatever happens in the third movie. Mm-hmm. They're shooting them at the same time. They're both, by the way, both films being shot entirely in IMAX cameras.
Oh, that's good to know.
Which was like new, like that was like a year ago. But like, just to remind everyone,
I keep that is an epic scope again.
That the Russos were like, films have to be more of a spectacle now because television is so good.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want, like, you have to really take advantage of the medium that. The film is that they can do. So shoot it all. It's entirely in IMAX.
I worked on two films in IMAX cameras, and the amount of sound that comes out of those beasts is insane. This is really? When they were just starting. Like, these were two of the first movies shot in IMAX. And, like, just getting audio. Speaking of audio, getting audio off those cameras, like, the actors have to be so incredibly good to project but not seem like they're yelling. So the idea of shooting an entire film in IMAX is just such a.
Yeah.
It doesn't... How do you move that? It's so much.
So much.
Obviously, so technology has advanced in the last 6 years, but the idea of the movie just having that much scope and the money and the investment and the trust to film a whole thing in IMAX is amazing. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah. That's not the news. So the question is, Avengers Untitled, what do you think it'll be? Do you have any theories, any thoughts, any...
New Avengers.
Yeah. I feel like that's the only thing to really go. That's a good one. After they all die.
It's not exciting. It's almost like the least exciting title, but it feels like that's what it has to be called.
I kind of feel the same because they're gonna start phase four and they're not gonna be able to keep Steve Rogers and
I mean you kind of can't
you know Iron Man you know it's just, I mean, just the reality of life, like they're getting older, they don't want to do it, their contracts are up, like.
Yeah, and then they're starting doing mentorships. I mean, you've got Riri coming along. Go ahead and let the man just...
Yeah, oh my god, that would be amazing if they brought Riri in. Ooh. I mean, I know she's a new character, but I honestly think that the Marvel comics right now are setting up, like, the next... Because Phase 4 really doesn't start for 5 years. I really feel like Phase 3 is going to phase out who we currently know. They're going to introduce Captain Marvel, Doctor Strange, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Marvel comics are trying to say... Hey, here's Miles, here's Ms. Marvel, here's, you know, Kamala Khan, here's Riri. Yeah. Like, I really feel like they're trying to redefine the legacy characters that we have to start them in Phase 4. So that they're like, look, these are the comics, you're familiar with the comics, here they are in the cinematic. I really, because we've got to have more diversity, we've got to have a little bit more, like...
Doesn't hurt anything.
It doesn't hurt anything, but we just need it. Like that's. Yeah.
I think the fourth one's gonna be Great Lakes Avengers. Personally, I think they're gonna go to the Great Lakes region.
It's gonna
be very beautiful with IMAX cameras. Uh-huh. They're gonna look at all the lakes.
We'll finally get Squirrel Girl.
They're gonna be a Squirrel Girl. It's just gonna be like a nature.
We'll get Squirrel Girl. We'll get Flat Man.
Remember the IMAX movies in the early 2000s? Uh-huh. Just beautiful. Go to your local furniture store.
Stop it.
Watch the Great Lakes.
There we go. Thank you.
Thank you, Drum Kid.
Sorry, was I wrong?
You're so wrong. Can we get another? Can we get another drumstick for that one? There we go. Shucky over here.
I just derailed you so bad.
You just derailed me with your awful dad jokes.
Quit smiling, you idiot. You're supposed to be a professional.
Yeah, Koi. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to figure it out. But, like, I would love it if it was, like, Secret Wars. I don't know if they could do that so soon. But with... Thor Ragnarok coming out, we get Grandmaster. Grandmaster doesn't die.
Mm-hmm.
Thanos does his thing, and then the Grandmaster comes in and like sucks everyone up to their own. Like,
I mean, yeah.
And then we get the Black Symbiote.
Oh, dude. Oh, I mean, just you know,
then you bring Venom in. Colt Badeau, who tweets from the Starjammer, as we all know, on our behalf. Asked the question this week, he put up a poll. With the news of Infinity Wars being only part one, what do you guys want the other Avengers movies to be called? He put out a few choices, but Secret Invasion was the winner with 45% of the votes.
Oh, well,
that would bring in the Skrulls.
Yeah, we got Skrulls, and then you can have Elijah, you can have Poibok, and I'm good with that.
I mean, they would have to be careful because they don't have the rights to all of the Skrulls. Like, they don't...
Yeah.
Any named Skrulls, Marvel, they have the right to use the race. Mm-hmm. None of the names.
Tricky.
So okay. It's tricky. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you the legal truth of it. But a few other fans tweeted in what they would like to see. So I'm going to read off some of those and get your reactions, all right? Sean Chand at S-Chan 1980... And Brian Brearley, at Brian Brearley, B-Y-R-L-E-Y, they both said Coming of Galactus and, like, a Fantastic Four crossover starting, like, for Phase 4 to start introducing the Fantastic Four into the MCU. Obviously, like, there's a lot of legal jumps to get through before that would happen. But can you imagine a Galactus? Like, that's awesome. Like, well, I would love that.
That'd be great. And then, plus, we could have Squirrel Girl in there again to deflect him.
Squirrel Girl, like, beats Galactus. Yeah. Oh, my God. That would be the best.
Deflecting. Here's this uninhabited planet with lovely nuts.
Yeah, go over there. Go over there.
Most of America's just watching the screen.
They're like, what the hell happened?
What is going on?
Why?
My beautiful Marvel movies.
How did this
happen?
I feel like it's not actually going to be as big of a derailment as we're theorizing, because I think...
Probably not. Probably
both
not.
Movies have been in the outline stages, if not mostly written, for a long time. They've always said there were two movies filming at the same time, and I think it's going to be one storyline, two movies. It's just not Infinity War 1 and 2, because they came out a few months ago.
Here's what I think is good. We've got two teams now.
Right.
We've got Steve Rogers' team, and we've got Captain America's team. They're not the same person.
That's weird.
We've got Steve Rogers and Tony Stark's teams.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Pro-reg, anti-reg. They're friendly with each other, but they're both separate. They're both operating on their own way. Mm-hmm. I think Infinity War is going to be one of those two teams, and the second one is going to be a new team. Or, like, Infinity War is going to sort of take the place of, like, a disassembled.
Right.
Like, they're even more disassembled. They're fighting over how to fight Thanos. And then the second movie will be, like, New Avengers or, like Avengers United or something that, you know?
I'd be okay. I mean, that seems more like what having the scripts already done implies to me.
Yeah. Now the trick is that, like, how's Captain Marvel play into it? How's Doctor Strange play into it?
How's,
like,
Deadpool play into it? Because Uncanny Avengers
Stop it with Deadpool. Juan Manuel Mangano, at Mangano Juan, says, is Mojoverse too weird? Yes, Mojoverse is always too weird.
Yep, yep.
It's always just, always. As a rule, Mojoverse never. Never Mojoverse. Never. That is one storyline that I legitimately hate.
Like, and it comes back all
like,
the time.
I'm almost apoplectic about Mojo and the Mojoverse.
Nice
and
word
just like,
usage.
Thank you. Juan, if you love it, I hope that you get that. We're probably never, ever, ever going to see that. El Diablo at Lee the Father. Is this what after Avengers... Oh, this is what after Avengers Infinity War, and he said Illuminati... Ghetto Strong Style at Gamade Marcus says, my pick is disassembled. Button Mashing in Real Life says, Avengers, we're so effing rich. Key Brains at Bennett Wynn says Annihilation, which would be awesome. I think that would be really cool.
Forget Avengers Tower. Here's our Avengers planet.
Yeah. Perfect Face for Radio. At perfect for the radio. Secret Wars, where Spidey gets a symbiote suit. Crystal Costas says Avengers just hanging out talking because that's all the best parts of the MCU. Don't disagree with that. Like, Sean Gantworkers at What SRG thinks World War Hulk.
Oh,
we're already gonna have that.
Nice. Oh, I would actually love that. I love that. That with the Illuminati. That's one of my favorite storylines. So, wow, that'd be great. Especially let's have that. You know? That's
wow,
a good one.
I got you so excited.
Yeah. Oh, right. Did I? Oh, yeah, I didn't realize I wasn't.
Sorry, man.
I was just enjoying the show.
No, I'm excited that you're excited. That's great.
Yeah, I love that.
So let's move on. We've got to wrap up really fast here. At Huntress Mai says, can we get a shout out? Saturday is our 5-year wedding anniversary, together since 2003.
So cute.
Aww.
That's amazing.
And the picture they sent with Captain America is adorable. Happy anniversary. Guys.
Happy anniversary.
Super duper happy anniversary, you guys. there they are.
Adorable.
It's the best.
Sweet.
We salute you. 5 years. I'm getting married in November. I may be tweeting you guys to in 5 years. To see how your 10 years is going. Mark at Who86, who do you guys think will be the villain in The Defenders? Since we hear Stick in the teaser where he's like, you four can defend the city. You can't even defend yourselves.
And the hand is in.
And then the hand, I think it's going to deal with the hand in some way.
It's in the logo. It's in the teaser.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. So I think it's going to involve the hand.
Fin Fang Foom is the villain.
Yeah, and Netflix. That's what they're doing. Yeah, very clear.
Put all the budget into that.
I think it's going to be something with the hand. I mean, maybe Mephisto's in there in some way. So, I mean, that's what a lot of people think, but I think, like, bringing in, like, an actual demon to Netflix is...
Yeah, I mean, it's a street-level team, that's the whole point. Yeah. I think it's gonna stay street.
It's gonna be tough for a street-level team to defeat an actual demon, but they do it in the comics, so we'll see. I do think if they do that, that's how you're gonna get Moon Knight, Midnight Suns,
that would
and, like,
be a better villain
supernatural...
for them. I'd rather Mephisto come into that show.
Me too,
and
me
that
too.
Second phase.
I agree. This is an interesting one. Meat Shield at Mr. E Meat Shield says, which Infinity Stone would you guys have the least use for? So which one out of mind, space, time, reality, power, and soul do you want the least?
I wouldn't want mind.
Yeah?
No, I don't want to read people's dreams and, like, you know.
But you can also control them. That's what Loki had. Like, you can make them do whatever you want.
I don't have any use for it. Yeah. I'd have more of use for reality than I would for mind.
Yeah, reality's more powerful.
Like, ugh. Yeah, I would love. But, like, mine, no. I don't want to be in people's heads or to control people's dreams.
That's fair.
It's just
a
personality thing. There's enough going on here. Yeah. I don't need to know about other people's.
Koi?
I wouldn't want soul.
I think I'm the same as soul.
I feel like I wouldn't have much use for it. Like, it's just
I don't fully understand what soul gem does. Like, some people think it's the most powerful. I actually... All I know about the soul gem is well, that's like this soul, like the mind gem also.
Yeah,
like,
you control someone's mind, but controlling their soul, you can bring it back from the dead. You can control, like, all life at once, seemingly.
There's also a pocket universe in the soul gem, but once you're in it, you can't... It's almost impossible to escape. So, like, I don't, like...
Seems like not fun. I don't want soul. I don't need that.
Yeah, I'm the same.
You don't want to steal the powers of others either.
Is that what the soul gem does?
Yeah, you can also do that. You can steal the power of others. Hmm. But it's,
But I'd rather have time or reality or power.
I would much rather have reality.
I'd rather
have reality.
Reality.
Space is cool, too, because you can, like, transport wherever you want. Be like, I want to go to the other side of the universe. Here I am. What's up, everybody?
Go to the restaurant at the edge of the universe.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I don't think I want the time stone, because I feel like that's just... I would break something.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good point.
The butterfly effect in Doom, just having a bad journey.
I'm going to use a time stone. I'm going to go back in time. Oh, no, I don't exist.
What have I done?
Let's see here. It's far away, but who do you think is going to be the villain in Captain Marvel? The Kree? She's also... maybe Minerva. This is Eva at Skyala. We need to wrap in 3 minutes, so we got to hurry up. So I actually don't know.
I have no idea.
I really don't know.
Like, Captain Marvel's such a powerful character that I'm curious about anything they do.
And I hate to admit it, I've read a lot of Captain Marvel, but not enough to really...
I can't think of a main...
She
nemesis.
Doesn't really have, like, a main nemesis. Like, I, no, Minerva,
she
sure,
she
but like
a lot of people.
Yeah, but it seems like there's no, like... You know,
the one
there's
that
no
can
Doctor
be like
Doom.
For
there's
the
no, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't have like a super duper
that I know of. I could be wrong. Someone's gonna be like, and I'm like, all right, but I can't think of someone.
Yeah, I can't either. Off the top of my head, I can't.
Like, who's her Red Skull?
Right. I can't think of one main
I mean, uh-huh. She kind of fights like races, and she goes like on diplomatic missions, and like,
and that'd be cool with that.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I'd like the Kree.
I mean, if they did that, that'd be awesome, because then you get the Skrulls in there, and then hey,
you're all about the Skrulls.
She's just making this happen.
Oh man,
I love shape shifting. It's one of those things.
So if that was a stone, that like the shape shifting stone, that would be your stone. Yeah,
yes.
Morph stone. Let's see. I think that's it. Like,
yeah.
I think we're good. Let's see. I just want to... I do want to point out, this picture is adorable. M. Brown at Max Hauser says, all the current latest issues for his 5-year-old when they can start reading. And they sent this picture.
That. I'm glad you grabbed that, because I saw that and it made me swoon. That is the cutest thing.
Yeah. And also, just well real done. Fast, Patrick Nolan at Ragnarokinit, which is such a great... said, seeing David Ayer at the Suicide Squad premiere yell... F. Marvel comes across more like this, and he sent this picture. Hello, fellow young people. F. Marvel, am I right? So.
As a lover of David Ayer, I am very excited for Suicide Squad.
Yeah. I really wish that, like, DC, like, wouldn't, like, because I think Zack Snyder did the same thing in Dawn of Justice. Like, F Marvel, and then it's like,
oh, come on.
F with this movie?
Yeah, with come on, this, bro. What are you, like, what are you what thinking?
What's it currently at on Rotten Tomatoes? Anyway, we need to start wrapping up.
Ouch, unity, truth. Love, all the movies.
No, and I hate to close on that, but, like, I wanted Dawn of Justice to be good.
I really did. Suicide Squad to get mixing.
And I think Suicide Squad is going to be incredible. I'm excited for it. We're going to see it this weekend. I refuse to watch.
Comes great responsibility.
I refuse to watch Dawn of Justice opening weekend, but, like, Suicide Squad, I'm like, you know,
I'm seeing that Thursday. I'm
that's
stoked.
A movie I can't wait to see. I will support that movie.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I have two quick birthday.
Do it. Do
Dave,
it.
Dave, happy birthday. Your friend had me tell you happy birthday. So Dave, I hope you're watching. Happy birthday. And Caesar Lozano, who is a frequent friend of the show, it's his birthday on Saturday. Happy birthday, Saturday man. Do something awesome.
Great. All right. Well, let's wrap it up there. I think we're good. Do you guys have anything else you want to say?
I can't wait to come back next week and talk about the briefly loving Suicide Squad. And iTunes. Anakin J.K. Gatsby, you have an awesome name. You gave us 5 stars. I appreciate your both name combo. And Victoronomy, another fine name, gave us 5 stars.
Nice.
And you guys are swell, and thanks for coming back every week.
J.J. Johnson, at Actor J, made it in the last 20 minutes or so. Shout out to me. There you go. You got a shout out. Daniel Drew, you're saying a lot of stuff, but I don't have time to read it. But shout out to you also. You're a big fan, and we love you. Anyway, that's our show. Markia, thank you for joining us. Can you come back next week?
Yes. Great. I can. This is fun.
Yeah. Just no, I love having you on. Yeah. Let's have you on next week.
It's great.
Coy at CoyJandDreau.
And I'm doing the Rocky Horror again this year. So if you guys are in LA, doing the Rocky Horror Picture Show, it's around Halloween. We just started rehearsals because we're crazy people, and it's going to be awesome. And I'd love to see you there and meet you lovely Marvelites.
That's great. And where can we find you on Twitter?
At Markia McCarty. That's MarkiaMccarty. That's Twitter and Instagram. And then I do Snapchat Darth Thin Mints, as in Vader and Girl Scout cookies.
That's the best. I love that. And what else? Well, you have other shows that you do here?
Yes. So for AfterBuzz, I also do the WWE Raw after show.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's Mondays at, let's say, 8:30. Get in the chat room about 8:20, but let's say 8:30. And I do that every now and again. I get in on SmackDown and sometimes the pay-per-views. If you want to see other episodes, Sailor Moon Crystal, big into that. I have a lot of fandoms, actually, so just hit me up on Twitter.
And I want to point out Shane Blakely at Cancer61. Who wants, I think you were the one who wanted the Koi cast for
The Runaways?
The Runaways.
Do you see that? You see that right there?
Yeah. We've got that book. Koi's going to read it, and he's going to do your
I'm going to do it official.
Fan.
He's going to do your Koi cast. I don't want to just breeze.
He's going to do your Koi cast. And also, Moonstone, MikeGuy2421, at MikeGuy2421 says Moonstone for Captain Marvel villain, and she would actually be a really good one. I feel like an idiot that I didn't even think about that off the top of my head. Thank you for making me feel stupid, at MikeGuy. I am doing Geek and Sundry has a show that they call Signal Boost. I'm hosting that for the next 4 weeks.
Nice.
I don't know when it starts, but it should be coming up in the next couple weeks. I'll certainly let you know, but look for that. Signal Boost is a great show where you, like, they get a host in there for 4 weeks, and the host talks about 12 different things that they feel are kind of not getting the attention they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's a signal boost. It's a legitimate signal boost.
That's awesome.
And I've got my 12 coming up, and it's really fun. Of course, Doctor Strange will be one of them, but you'll just have to watch to find out what other stuff is coming out. So that's on Geek and Sundry, so pay attention to that. And you can follow me at the Matt Key. I help host, or not host, I produce Kevin Smith's show, Fat Man on Batman. I also do this show, and I do a lot of other stuff around town. I helped write the answers. It was fun. It was a good time. I did that. That's what I couldn't talk about a couple weeks ago. But there it is. Anyway, thanks for joining us on our show. We'll see you next week. Skip it up, but scoot it, boo.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.
All right, hey. All right, good job, guys. Let's just not come in tomorrow. Let's just take a day.